Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25 from the New English Translation. Listen to these words as I read them in your hearing today. For if someone merely listens to the message and does not live it out, he is like someone who gazes at his own face in a mirror. For he gazes at himself and then goes out and immediately forgets what sort of person he was. But the one who peers into the perfect law of liberty and fixes his attention there and does not become a forgetful listener, but one who lives it out, he will be blessed in what he does. I love those last words. He will be blessed in what he does. Anybody here today interested in that blessing of all that you set your hand to do? Amen. Now, let's read it together, shall we? For if someone merely listens to the message and does not live it out, he is like someone who gazes at his own face in a mirror. For he gazes at himself and then goes out and immediately forgets what sort of person he was. But the one who peers into the perfect law of liberty and fixes his attention there and does not become a forgetful listener, but one who lives it out, he will be blessed in what he does. Let's read the last part of verse 25. Verse 25b, let's read that together. The one who peers into the perfect law of liberty and fixes his attention there. Read that last statement again. And fixes his attention there. Say it again. And today, I want to minister, and I'm going to conclude this message next week on Sunday. I want to speak to you today on a fixed attention span. Come on, somebody. A fixed attention span. Anybody need this message? Come on. A fixed attention. I so love how in our time of worship, we were just encouraged to focus. Just take some time. Let's just focus on Jesus, to set our hearts on Jesus. In today's fast-paced digital world, attention spans are shrinking. Now give me your attention for the next few moments, will you? I don't think it's news to anyone here that in today's world, in this fast-paced digital world that we're living in, attention spans are shrinking. The average attention span for a single computer screen task, like a browser tab or a document, the average attention span for that simple task on a computer screen is 47 seconds. Before you click away or you switch windows. 47 seconds. And that 47 seconds is reduced to 35 seconds when there is a phone nearby. Now in 2004, just a little over 20 years ago, it was 2.5 minutes. So in the last 20 years, we've gone from on a single computer screen, a simple task, you're on a browser tab or you're on a document. A little over 20 years ago, it was 2.5, almost 3 minutes. Today is 47 seconds. Meanwhile, moment to moment, short burst digital attention, such as scrolling feeds, that's around 8.25 seconds. That means that the longest someone stays on a screen before swiping is 8.25 seconds. You've seen, perhaps you've done it many times, you just flipping through, right? And you'll stop on a screen and your average stop and looking is 8.25 seconds. And then you continue. Constant notifications and rapid short form content constantly fragment our ability to sustain deep, uninterrupted concentration. And while the human brain naturally processes new information in brief rhythmic cycles, modern technology dramatically accelerates our distractibility, which is the ability to stay free of distractions. You see, the brain, it naturally processes new information in brief rhythmic cycles, and the modern technology of today dramatically accelerates our distractibility. It's very challenging in the day we live to stay focused, to stay have our attention fixed, focused. And because of this distractibility, this in turn affects our productivity, making it harder to absorb new information, to retain material, and to stay present in our daily lives. Here's how one comedian shared the following, and I'm going to quote him. And this really just sums it up so beautifully. And I quote, "When I first started doing stand-up comedy back in the day, 23, 24 years ago, they used to say, you need to film a one-hour comedy special, you put it on HBO, people discover you, your career takes off. Then a few years later, they said, you got to take 5 minutes of the 1 hour, you put it on YouTube, people discover you, career takes off. A little later, they said, you got to take 1 minute of the 5 minutes. You put it on Instagram. People discover you. Your career takes off. Now they say, you got to take 3 seconds of the 1 minute. You put it on TikTok. People discover you. Career takes off. I told my son, I go for 3 seconds. All I can say is, hello, goodbye. My son says, that's perfect, Dad. I say to my son, how low is the attention span of your generation? And my son goes, what? Even though modern times have rapidly accelerated a loss of our attention span, it was a challenge even in Bible times. And I want to just take a few moments and we're going to look at a couple of things that I believe is really going to challenge us and really help us today. The original word in Scripture for attention is heed. Heed, H-E-E-D. You often read in Scripture, take heed or give heed. And not surprisingly, this word shows up for the very first time in the second chapter of the first book of the Bible. In the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, and the Lord took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Now, the words dress and keep, dress means to work. He put man into the Garden of Eden to dress it. It means to work and to keep it. That word keep is to take heed. To take heed or to pay close attention to in order to preserve. To watch over it. To focus, to stay. It's interesting to me that as soon as the word work appears in the Bible, it's followed closely by paying attention. How many of you know that for your work, for your business to survive and to thrive, it requires that you pay attention to all the details, right? And it's interesting that it's pay attention. It's pay attention. To stay attentive is going to cost you. It's not free. To stay attentive, to keep it in the Garden of Eden, when God placed man there, we see the subject of work immediately followed by pay attention, take heed, guard, watch, pay close attention in order to preserve. I think there, it can go without being said that there are many who today have seen on their jobs and in their businesses challenges because of the failure to maintain and to keep or to pay attention to changing markets, to whatever, just the details and what it takes in the work. So from the outset and right throughout the Bible, we read of God commanding his people to be attentive, to stay alert, to remain vigilant, to stay focused, to stay locked in on his decrees, on his instructions. But time and time again, we know what happened. Unfavorable circumstances would arise. Distractions would follow. In fact, in worship today, we were challenged to set all our distractions aside. To just so beautiful how the Holy Spirit orchestrates and arranges for us to just receive that word that he has for us. I believe in the hour in which we live, church, we God's people must be attentive. I believe it's imperative that we, the people of God, maintain our alertness and pay attention to, stay focused. And in the Bible, time and time again, we know what happened after God commanded his people to take heed, pay attention. Again and again, circumstances would unfavorable circumstances would come against them. Distractions would follow. The people would struggle to stay attentive and the nation would stumble and or derail altogether. The book of Judges is a classic example of attention span crisis. If you want to read an entire book, it's incredible. The book of Judges is from one crisis to another because the people forgot God. The people took their eyes off God. They took their eyes off of. In fact, it says in those days, every man did what was right in his own sight. And the nation would go from uprightness to apostasy at the 3 o'clock position. Then at the 6 o'clock position, the nation would go into idolatry. Apostasy is simply taking your eyes off, moving away from the plan and the purpose of God, the instructions of God. They would move from apostasy into idolatry, and from idolatry to the 9 o'clock position, they would move into repentance. Usually that was a result of judgment. And then they moved to the 12 o'clock position, uprightness. And you will read from maybe a chapter and a half, we go from uprightness, apostasy, apostasy, idolatry, idolatry, judgment, repentance, then uprightness. That's the cycle in the book of Judges. Attention span crisis. So what can we do to fix this age-old issue of a short attention span? Verse 23 of our text, if someone merely listens to the message, what can we do to fix our attention span? I don't know about you, but I want to stay on the cutting edge in my walk with God. I don't want any dullness. I don't want to be sidelined. I don't want to be red carded because I've just moved into a place in my walk with God where life is just, it's just boring and things are dull and my journey is difficult, and I want to stay cutting edge. I want to be one of those who are continually alert and focused. Oh, how we need that in this generation and this hour. So if someone merely listens to the message, and then verse 25, and does not become a forgetful listener. A fixed attention span, number one, is founded in listening. A fixed attention span, number one, it's founded in listening. Everybody say listening. Ask your neighbor, are you listening? One of the greatest culprits to a shortened attention span is the struggle to listen. You know, this is a real struggle. It's a struggle for basically all of us. I mean, we all have to work on this. But you know, I've been studying and looking through history, and not only the history of this of the Word of God, but even just world history. And I've learned something so amazing. The greatest leaders, political leaders of the world, they have a common thread. They have a common thread. It's not so much their level of education. It's not so much their natural giftings of leadership. But I'm talking about the great leaders of the world, the statesmen, the leaders that have gone down in history. The common thread of their greatness is they were great listeners. They were great listeners. One of the greatest culprits to a shortened attention span is the struggle to listen. And there is a heaven and earth difference between hearing and listening. I can hear that you are talking to me, but I'm not really listening to you. I'm present, I'm there, But I'm looking past you. You're sharing something very important to me or to you. You're sharing something that's maybe deep, and I'm there and I'm hearing you, but I'm not listening to you. And so you stand in front of me and you're like, hey. And here's what you will always ask me. You will not ask me, are you hearing me? You will ask me, are you? You know that I'm hearing, my ears are working, but I'm not listening. I'm sitting at the table, the breakfast table, and you're preparing my breakfast, This has happened to me so many times. I am speaking by experience. And I'm there reading my paper or on my phone, and Miss Amy is like sharing some life-changing news with me, and I'm hearing her voice, but I'm not listening. How many of you are guilty? Come on, men. I want to see the men. Are there any men in this house today? We men are especially challenged in this area. Ladies, I'm helping you right now. I would love some encouragement. You know, we men really are, you know, because we're driven, we're motivated. We've got to take the world for Jesus. You know, we've got to go out and do some stuff. We got business. We got things to attend to. Come on, woman, finish the eggs. Let's get rolling. It's like, you know, it's a challenge for us. Well, just keep listening just for the next few moments. I hear that you're speaking to me, but I'm not really listening. And when I don't listen, you know what happens? I don't pay attention. Immediately following my not listening, it's followed by I'm not paying attention. In Scripture, I want you to listen. I want you to look at this. This is incredible. In Scripture, hearing is simply the passive physical perception of sound. I'm talking in Scripture. When you study hearing and listening, hearing is simply the passive physical perception of sound, whereas listening is an active, conscious process that requires understanding, internalization, and a behavioral response. That's the difference right there. And this is straight from the Scripture, and this is what we're building our lives on right here. This is what we're building our homes, our marriages, our business. This is the standard right here. And so in Scripture, hearing is a passive perception of sound. Right now, you're hearing all kinds of noises around you. Right now, you're hearing, but you're choosing to listen to me. You're focusing. I think most of you are focusing and listening, even though there's sounds of fans and there's automobiles passing and things are happening, but you're listening. So the hearing is the physical perception of sound. Listening is an active conscious process that requires an understanding and internalization and a behavioral response. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, Jesus quotes Isaiah, and he's describing people who are ever hearing but never understanding. You can read those scriptures. When Jesus quotes Isaiah, they are ever hearing but never understanding. So this was a problem even in Isaiah's day. And that's 700 years before Christ. So in Isaiah's day, he was struggling with an attention span crisis. Hearing alone leaves the heart unchanged and dull. Hearing alone leaves the heart unchanged and dull. It takes discipline to listen. It takes discipline to listen. We're talking about fixing our attention span. And it takes discipline to fix an attention span because it takes discipline to listen. It doesn't take much discipline with hearing, but it does take discipline with listening. The ears are the gateway to hearing. The heart is the gateway to listening. We all have two ears. The ears are the gateway to hearing. The heart is the gateway to listening. Listening builds connection. If you really want to connect with somebody, you listen to them. Not just hear what they're saying, you listen you begin to understand. You may not agree where they're coming from, but you can understand why they are there if you truly listen. So listening builds connection and it shows respect. James chapter 1, verses 19. Now we're really going to get practical right now, okay? James chapter 1, verse 19. This is just a few scriptures prior to our text that we read together. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. The first duty that's listed here is to be quick to listen. Now, these passages in James chapter 1, right here from 19, right on down through our text, even to the end of the chapter, they're classical passages on fixing our attention span. And we're going to, today, and as we finish, and then this coming Sunday, we're going to learn a couple of things from these scriptures that are really powerful and really needed for our attention span to be dealt with and to be fixed, that we're not like the people of God going from one crisis to a next because we just are not even knowing what's happening. We want to be people alert and well. So the first duty that's listed here is quick to listen. Now I want you to hear me because this is so powerful what I'm about to share with you. I know you've known this before, but it's just by stirring up your pure minds of remembrance. When James said, be quick to listen, notice where he put this. He's the one who's talking to us about fixing our attention, that we fix our attention, and how important the order of what he says to us, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Why did James put quick to listen at the very top of the list? This was particularly important that he do so because the Jewish church, apart from the Old Testament, there was no canonical or recognized works of Scripture at this early date. There was nothing that the church had other than the Old Testament. There was no canon. There was no ecclesiastical law. There was nothing recognized as scriptures. Only the Old Testament. Virtually all communication of the gospel was oral. It was oral. When they met together in their house churches, this is how the gospel went forth. It went forth orally. There was no reference here. In fact, these were the epistles. These were the scriptures being about to be written as these lived it out. And so there was only the vocal, the oral presentation, the teachings and training as Paul the Apostle and the apostles themselves would go out. It was only by what they said that the gospel would go forth and the people would be trained. So listening was imperative. Those who were not disciplined in listening, they ran the risk of spiritual impoverishment. If they chose not to listen, can you imagine? Put yourself in that day, sitting in a house church, and one of the apostles stands up to preach the gospel. He has no New Testament. These are the New Testament. And he begins to preach and teach the Word of God. It was imperative that they listen. So it would not be too dramatic when I say that ready listeners gain for themselves a life-giving spiritual advantage. God, teach me to listen, to hear, to go even beyond the hearing and to really perceive and to understand and to grasp with the heart. so ready listeners gain for themselves a life-giving spiritual advantage. So this expression, be quick to listen, it's a beautiful way of capturing the idea of active listening. Active listening. Here's what Stephen Covey said. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. They don't listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. For some people, and I'm not talking about anybody here, these are for other people that are immature and out there. You with me? But for some people, listening is simply to refrain from talking. Now, again, this is for, you know, people out there. Listening is simply to refrain from speaking. In fact, they've paused their speaking as they wait to hear for the next opportunity to speak. Quick to listen and slow to speak. These should be taken together as sides of the same coin. Slowness in speaking means speaking with humility, speaking with grace, speaking with patience, not hasty words or nonstop gabbing. That's not what was being referred to. It's speaking with humility, speaking with grace and patience. Constant talking keeps a person from being able to hear, much less listen. So these are just practical ways in which we can fix our attention span is listen. Back off from speaking. If you were invited into the presence of a king or a president, how much talking would you do? You would only speak when given the opportunity to speak. Otherwise, you're there to listen. You're there to... So let's develop the art of listening. Let's lay hold of what the Spirit is saying to us, His church. Amen? And I believe as we do, this is the first simple key. It's simple, but yet it's so profound. And it's something that all of us need to develop that ability to really listen. Listen. Jesus said, he who listens, he who really listens and takes hold of my words, he's like the man who built his house up on a rock. And when the storms came and blew against that house, he who does not listen, does not receive, is like the one who built his house up on the sand. And when the storm came, great was the destruction of that house. Let's learn to listen. And then our attention span is going to begin to be fixed. Is that helpful to you today? Amen and amen. I want us to just go to the Lord in prayer for the next few moments. And I want you to just invite the Holy Spirit to just work inside of you in these next few moments. Come on, we all need this. That God, there would be a development. Give me that ability to really listen, to lock in to what the Spirit of God is saying. Lord, I need a word from heaven. You're standing here today, and perhaps for your home, for your marriage, for your business, for your life, your very own life, you need a word from heaven. You need to receive some insight and understanding. And I know there's so many voices around you, so many voices and so much distractions that take place. But today, I want you to just lift your hand and I want to pray over you right now for the Holy Spirit to speak deep into you, and your heart hears. Your heart hears. It just bypasses the ears and it goes straight into the heart. That still small voice of the Holy Spirit right now. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to Work with us, Lord, and forgive us for allowing ourselves to become unattentive. Lord, in this hour, this desperate hour in which we, the church, are to be so focused, so connected, God, I pray right now that you, by your Holy Spirit, would reach into the very depths of our lives, and you would work deeply inside of us, and that you would make an eternal deposit in us, that, Lord, we would really grasp, we would truly hear, and, Lord, it would come to that point where we are saying to you, speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, oh God, because we're ready to receive. Holy Spirit, drop into us right now. Speak to us right now. In the name of Jesus, this active listening, oh God, that we come to that place of understanding, that, Lord, we will not be like the people of old, oh God, who, because of unfavorable circumstances, distractions would arise and they would struggle to stay attentive. Lord, any person here and every person here today who's having distractions come their way and things that are seeking to take them off of the course on which you have placed them, the path on which you have put them, I pray in the name of Jesus that you, by the Holy Spirit, would deposit into them right now, that they would hear, they would listen, they would attain in fullness, oh God, what you want to impart to them in the name of Jesus. We stand against every lie of the enemy. We are your people, and our eyes are upon you. Lord, our eyes are fixed upon you. Even that day, oh Lord Jesus, when you stood in the synagogue at Nazareth, all eyes, and you read Isaiah chapter 61, all eyes were fixed upon you. And we thank you, Father, that we, your church, we, your people, in this hour, our eyes are fixed upon you, and our hearts are receiving instruction, and we're moving in obedience to what you're commanding us to do, and we give you the glory. Turn things around in homes, I pray today, as the husband, the wife continue to look to Jesus. Turn things around in relationships, I pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, bring healing and deliverance and health today. Bring transformation today as the word of the Lord is spoken and received deep on the inside of us. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, yeah, celebrate him. The one who speaks. Go out and listen well this week. Listen to her as she begins to talk to you, and listen to him as he begins to share with you. But most, listen to the Holy Spirit this week. Amen. And stay at attention. Stay alert. God bless you. Have an amazing week, everybody.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.